Jerod Mayo will tell you who his starting quarterback will be on Sunday when he joins us at 9:30 on a Mayo Monday. Right now, Boomer Esiason on a Patriots Monday, and Boomer is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services. You can find them at McFarlandEnergy.com. By Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By Town Fair Tire for the best prices on tires. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And Boomer is also brought to you by your New England Kubota tractor dealers. Boomer, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Has the sting worn off
no.
a little bit?
We prefer to call it the horror, if that's okay. But no, it is not. Although, Patriots got to turn it around, turn the page, and get back at it and get ready for the Niners.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. The Niners, all of a sudden, I'll do something that they haven't done in a long time, and that is lose a 14-point lead late in the game to a Ram team that was a shell of itself. But that Ram team does have Matthew Stafford. That's something that the Patriots do not have.
Yeah. I mean, would you start Drake May this week? You got to see 4 minutes of him end of the game on Thursday night. Anything you saw that leads you to think Jerod Mayo might do that?
Yeah, I think it's coming close to it. I don't know if he'll do it this week. He may wait another week. I'm not sure. But as you can see, there are problems that the Patriots have on offense that we've been speaking about since the opening game. I just think that their offensive line is in tatters. They struggle with quick pass rushers. So Nick Bosa, you know, assuming he's playing, is going to have a field day. We all know that. These are situations where you sit down, you kind of take stock in what you have and whether or not you can, you can protect him. He's going to make a lot of mistakes simply because that's what rookies do, and you just want to make sure you're putting him in the right situation. But I understand the frustration for Patriot fans. They're not seeing anything out of their offense. You can't tell whether or not they have any playmakers simply because they don't really attempt to throw the ball downfield, and when they do throw the ball downfield, it's highly inaccurate. So the reason that Jacoby's playing is because he's not turning it over, and Jerod Mayo thinks that this is the way that they can actually stay in games. I agree with him, but when you see a whitewashing like you saw last Thursday, it's hard to really believe in that concept.
That offensive failure Thursday night, is that more on the offensive line, which you brought up, or on Jacoby Brissett?
It's a little bit of both. There's no question that if Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady are playing behind that group, or even Joe Burrow, if you remember when Joe Burrow went to the Super Bowl against the Rams, he had one of the worst offensive lines in the league. So the quarterback does have a huge influence in all of this, and he is supposed to rise the players around him. But in this case, you know, Jacoby is a guy that's just playing it safe. And, you know, there were a couple plays that if he were to just held on the ball for like a nanosecond and dropped it off to somebody breaking out of the backfield, he probably would have had three or four huge plays against the Jet defense that, you know, of course they were stifling and they were blitzing, but there were opportunities for big plays that Jacoby did not make.
Boomer, I've been told so many times that you don't want to ruin a rookie quarterback. So if you're Drake May and you're put in that situation and you have such a small sample size, how difficult is it if you're reliving that small, 4 minutes in your mind over and over again, if you don't see the field again, could that hurt a rookie quarterback? Could that ruin a rookie quarterback?
Now, I guess it's the psychology of the sport and the position that is so difficult to play. He is in there for mop-up duty. He's in there for to get a taste of what a real game feels like, Courtney. It's hard to evaluate that. I would imagine that, okay, I got my feet wet. I felt like what it was it's supposed to be like, and against a very good defense that, you know, obviously knew that they had the Patriots number. I mean, there was no room to move. When you have 138 yards of total offense in a game, that's about as embarrassing as it gets. I mean, and that is about as futile as it gets. I can only hope that it didn't scar him, but it gave him kind of a understanding of what he's stepping into. I know this is going to be a discussion point the entire year with this team, depending on when he plays. And when he finally plays, do we see anything? Do we see a secondary play? Do we see a big play that comes off of a broken play? Do we see him standing in the pocket and delivering the ball where it's supposed to be delivered? I mean, there are probably, I would say, 15 to 16 quarterbacks right now that are just playing god-awful and aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing and trying to make something out of nothing pretty much on every play. And we go right down the list as to who they are. I just hope that Drake May doesn't fall into that trap.
Boomer, you would know better than anybody whether or not you can actually ruin a quarterback. I see guys like Sam Darnold that leave the Jets with a brief stop somewhere else, and he's performing well. Yeah. And then there's a guy like Zach Wilson who I think would have sucked no matter where he was. Isn't it more about the actual talent of the player than an organization's ability to ruin a good player?
Well, it's the personality of the player. Like, you guys haven't really gone through that much. I guess the last 4 years, you could say that you kind of gone through a little bit of that with Mac Jones. But I would say that, you know, the Jets have ruined a lot of players that have come through here. And the Sam Darnold situation is really unique because he sat for a year in San Francisco behind Brock Purdy and watched Kyle Shanahan run that offense, call plays, and watch Brock Purdy pretty much put an MVP performance together last year. So it's no surprise for most of us that Sam Darnold is actually having a decent year. And he's with a coach, Kevin O'Connell, who you guys know, who knows how to design plays, call plays, get guys open. And I think Sam has finally matured to the point where he's an asset for a team as opposed to a liability. So it was a mess down in Carolina for him. He goes to San Francisco and does what I would call a leap year in quarterback school and then comes back and has a former quarterback as his head coach calling plays. And he's got really good players around him, and he's not turning the ball over like he used to. And that's kind of the ingredients to be a success. So everybody's a little bit different. Even Baker Mayfield's a guy that has resurrected his career despite what happened yesterday. He's still the unquestioned leader of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and who would have thought that 3 years ago?
Speaking of organizations not giving young players a chance, Panthers have been getting phone calls about Bryce Young. You think they deal him during the season?
No, I don't. I think they'll keep him. I think maybe it's an off-season kind of thing, kind of like, you know, what San Francisco did with Trey Lance, although they had to pull the ripcord relatively quickly on that one because they knew that they had Brock Purdy. And Kyle Shanahan told Jed York that Brock Purdy was the best quarterback on the roster when Brock was a rookie third stringer. So they saw something special in Brock. So they cut their losses relatively quickly. I don't necessarily know that that's the case, but once again, it just goes to show you what happens when you do have a valuable, reasonable backup quarterback in Andy Dalton. I mean, he threw 58 passes last year against the Seattle Seahawks and almost pulled out a game, but then they put Bryce Young back in at the owner's behest. Now the owner seems to be staying out of it, and Dave Canales is grabbing hold of it. And lo and behold, they go out and they beat the Patriots. So just goes to show you just how valuable a quarterback like Andy Dalton can be in a moment like this.
The Eagles get a win yesterday, but you open up social media, you listen to Eagles fans right now, and they're pissed with Nick Sirianni. Is he a coach that could be an issue with them making it to, say, the Super Bowl or getting a win like that?
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but there's a lot of weird things that the Eagles do that don't make a lot of sense. And then after the game, I think that Nick's post-game press conferences sometimes make it worse, which is amazing to me. I mean, like, especially after you win and you win a good game the way that they won yesterday, it doesn't matter how many points you score. It doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, if you come out of New Orleans, given the fact that they had scored 91 points in the first 2 weeks and you win a game, you should be celebrated. But for some reason, and I think this goes back to last year, and it goes back to last week when they pulled what they pulled at the end of the game, and it didn't work out against the Falcons. So Nick Sirianni is one of the interesting guys to watch as a coach in this league simply because that fan base is very, very restless, and they're fed up with the in-game decisions that he is making. So it's not surprising to me that the Eagle fan isn't totally happy, but they should be, especially when you beat one of the better teams in the league thus far.
Boomer, that seems to me the Eagles as the best landing spot for Bill Belichick should the Eagles move on from Sirianni. Would you feel the same way? And if not, where would you think Bill's best spot would be?
Wow. Wow, that's a good question. I was thinking Dallas.
Yeah,
I was thinking Philadelphia. I guess I'm thinking the Giants. If the Giants, if the Giants would have won 0-3 yesterday, and they actually played a really great first half. It was one of the best first halves that the Giants have played in 3 years. But the second half was all defense, and the offense kind of took a back seat to that. But I was thinking any one of those three teams. You know, Mike McCarthy is a lame duck coach right now, and he does not have a contract passed this year. And very few coaches ever find themselves in that situation. So that tells me if good old Jerry Jones doesn't get what he wants out of this team and doesn't get to the playoffs, and right now I wouldn't say that they would be an odds-on favor to make it, especially after their last two home games, that I definitely could see Jerry Jones going down that road next year. So there are plenty of places that will definitely interview, I would think, Bill Belichick, but those are three places that, you know, I would have at the top of my list.
Well, based on the Instagram Live that we saw this weekend, Jerry Jones is still involved in every aspect of the organization.
Isn't that great? I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, he's the general manager. He's the guy that, you know, he's
evaluates the talent.
I mean, all I can tell you is that, you know, there are other owners out there that are involved that never played a snap of football. At least I could say that Jerry Jones played football and actually has some modicum of understanding as to what the hell he's doing.
Yeah, no, he knows every detail about his players very well. I mean, so honestly, I give him a lot of credit for that. Justin Fields has the Steelers at 3-0. Is that now his job to lose, even if Russell Wilson is 100%, Boomer?
I mean, do the Steelers play Steeler football or what? This is three straight weeks where the Steelers defense just absolutely decimates and dominates the opposing team. And as long as Justin Fields is not turning the ball over, and what was nice about him yesterday in the third and fourth quarters, he actually made some really, really key plays. So, yeah, it's definitely his job until something goes south. I don't see them making a change. There's no reason to change, and it's not pretty on offense. They're not scoring 30 points a game. But as long as he's not turning the ball over, I can't imagine that Mike Tomlin would go to Russell Wilson. There's no reason to do that at this moment. As long as you're 3-0 and the team is playing the way it's playing, like I said, offense is not pretty. He does not process the field very well, but he has made some plays here in these three games that have led to wins, and that's really all that matters.
The question of the week for Boomer Esiason, brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery and expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. My lead this morning was that the Mac Jones to Miami rumors continue to swirl. Is that a spot where Mac Jones might be able to reclaim his potential NFL dominance?
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that Miami is definitely in a quarterback quandary, and they realize that their season is on the brink right now. And they have to do something. I mean, the pace, you know, Skylar Thompson looks like he broke his ribs. So if he breaks his ribs, he's out for at least 4 or 5 weeks. They don't have anybody. I think Tyler Huntley is on their roster. They're not going to win with him. So they are scouring every single team's roster. They will try to make a trade, I believe, because there's really nobody out there. They're not going to bring Ryan Tannehill back. I don't see that. So therefore, a trade has to be made. And Mac Jones seems to me, or Bryce Young potentially, seems to me like the two guys that would be the most logical choices for the Miami Dolphins if they can swing a trade for one of those two guys.
That would be perfect. Week 5, Tom Brady in the booth, Mac Jones as the Dolphins quarterback against the Patriots, and potentially Drake May's debut.
Oh, man. And by the way, I don't know, what did you think of Brady's performance yesterday?
I thought he was good.
Yeah.
I thought he was
better. He's getting better and better every week.
He's got the energy.
He was critical. I liked the D-throw comments about Dak Prescott. It is still, Boomer, you did this forever at the highest level. The awkward pauses where I think Burkhart's trying to get Tom involved still exist. So I don't know if those will get better, but I thought he was much better than week one.
They will get much better. You just got to get used to his voice.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, you guys have heard him a lot over his 20 years in New England, but you know, for a lot of the everyday fan, they don't know the voice as much as you guys do. So the voice is going to be a big thing to get used to. And, yeah, I agree. I think the last 2 weeks he's gotten more comfortable. He's gotten more critical. And he's not afraid to let people know exactly, you know, how he sees things. And, it, like, watching some of these quarterbacks the last couple of weeks that he has had to do the games with, you know, from the way he played to the way that some of these guys are playing, I'm surprised that he isn't more critical. But then again, I'm sure it's a balancing act for him.
All right, Boomer. Well, we appreciate the time, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Sounds good. Have a great week.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. A lot of upsets yesterday in the NFL. The Chiefs did hang on for a 22-17 win over the Falcons, but the Niners fell to the Rams 27-24. The Ravens hang on to get their first win of the season over the Cowboys. They almost let that one go after being up 28-6 going into the fourth. They only win it 28-25. Seems like Boomer maybe a toe on Mac Island?
Shime glossed right over that, but Boomer said it's likely. I mean,
did he say likely or logical?
I mean, either.
No, they're very different. Logical is, yeah, the team needs a quarterback, so if he's available, go get him.
Right.
But likely would indicate that there's actually a chance, which there isn't, because Mike McDaniel has seen this guy four times and knows how bad he is and has zero desire to bring him to his roster.
Okay.
All right.
We need it to happen now.
I can't wait for it to not happen so we can permanently end all Mac Jones discussion on this program.
Well, Dolphins quarterback Skylar Thompson led midway through the third quarter of their loss to the Seahawks after suffering what Mike McDaniel is calling a painful rib injury. College games important to this show this weekend. Early bye week for Georgia, but BC pulls out a win for the Red Bandana game at a rainy alumni. 23-19, the final against Michigan State. And UMass got their first win of the season against CCSU.
Yeah, 38-35, so it's a good game.
Good game. The Red Sox beat the Twins 8-1 and then 9-3 in a doubleheader yesterday. Tristan Cassis, the main headline of this one. Cassis homered in his first three at-bats in the first game of the day. Alex Cora talked about Cassis after, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
He went from that game on Friday to this, you know, obviously missing time, put him in a bad spot. You know, the inconsistency of the at-bats, but that's part of the process, right? And, you know, when he goes the other way, that's when you're like, okay, cool. You know, it's not only poolside. You know, he can do damage going the other way. He can stay on pitches. And he's a good hitter. He's a good hitter, and he dominates the strike zone. So those are good signs.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. The boys are on the road now, taking on the Blue Jays tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app.
Well, there's actually a listen party at Echelon tonight, so I'll be there celebrating.
Curtis, you're welcome anytime.
Oh, that's
love to have you.
Do you know when you're not invited somewhere? When somebody says, come by whenever.
Yep.
Big fall cleanup weekend at the condo. Apparently all my stuff has to go. Apparently I don't live in a bachelor condo anymore.
Nope.
So none of my stuff, all my stuff that I have and that I like is apparently not good enough.
To be clear, you chose this life. You were done relationships.
Okay,
this is your choice.
On my coffee table, I have like some photo books.
Okay,
coffee table books.
They are sports themed.
Yep.
Like I have the NFL 100. I have the Bruins 100-year centennial book.
Sports talk for dummies.
I like those books.
Yeah.
So
you have always read picture books more than actual books.
Sports. Apparently, all those have to go away. There has to be flowers and overly priced scented pumpkin candles on the.
Those do smell good, though.
I mean, to be honest, the place didn't smell bad before. Like, I don't really notice any difference.
There's too many books, though. Like, I'm with Lindsay there.
A lot of magazines.
Look at your charcuterie board. It's like over all of these magazines. I don't know.
And I have to say that Marconi should not be near such an SETV. Like, look at that thing.
That TV's small.
God,
man.
Does that suck.
Did she allow you to keep the Boston Common Man of the Year
The magazine cover.
Yeah, the magazine
nope.
cover. That's down.
That got taken down.
Okay, Lindsay and is worth her weight in gold.
And yep. that got replaced with that bookshelf thing there.
Yeah, I got to get rid of that bookshelf thing.
That's new. That's brand new. She just got that.
Yeah, she's
got
to get rid of that.
She just got that. That thing came yesterday.
Right, but I'm telling you, you got to get a nice TV stand that's longer than your TV and goes underneath it. Here's what you need to do.
Do you like flying JetBlue, Greg, because the TV's bigger than the one at home?
No, he has it mounted. He doesn't need a TV stand.
No,
he just
he
needs
does.
To get rid of that black.
No,
what
no.
is that black like case under there?
Yeah, that's
like a piece is that of leather?
Furniture. Yeah, it's leather.
No, Courtney.
What's wrong with that?
No,
don't tell
him
a chick.
Listen, don't listen to Greg, don't listen to women on this.
Oh.
When it comes to your television area, take it from the men.
No, I don't have any say in the matter anymore.
You should have.
There's a difference between men and women.
Right.
And we should be able to meet in the middle. Like, I want
right.
some of my things in my
right.
In our place.
But it's like I told my wife, when it comes to the apartment, all I ask is you give me the freedom to control the TV area and setup. You need a TV stand underneath that television, whether it's a floating one or one that's on the ground. You can get you a nice one that has looks like it has a fireplace in it. The bookshelf and that other thing.
One that looks like it Wait. Has a fireplace in it.
Have
please,
you seen those?
Yeah,
you
please, God, do not.
Greg, I'm telling you. You don't listen to women because that's how it's going to look. It's going to look awful.
And what's with the Taco Tuesday recipes?
Well, that was a book that she was looking through. That's not normally there.
Trying
You're
to help you out, brother.
Kurt Cobain guy.
What? You have an issue with Kurt Cobain?
No, I didn't know you were big, you know.
Well, he's the thing. He invented a form, the whole genre of music.
Yeah.
Nirvana is arguably the most revolutionary rock band in the history of
Greg
rock.
Greg loves
bands.
His grunge.
And we all know Greg's place smells like Teen Spirit.
Trying to help you out, brother.
You got to get rid of the magazines. That's it.
No, I don't have to get rid of the magazines.
You do.
No.
Yeah, well, you don't. You can't put anything on the table.
I don't. What are you going to put on the table
a
other
snack?
than your feet?
A snack. A drink.
Is tomorrow going to be Shrimp Taco Tuesday?
All right, enough, please. Can we move on? What about the weather? Can we get to the weather?
Yeah, it's really hot. Not really. It's 59 degrees, afternoon high of 65.
Gerard Mayo on a Mayo Monday at 9:30, about an hour from now, meeting with the team at 9 and then joining us at 9:30. I can't with the women who listen to the show.
I can't with you. Your life is about to get way better now that Lindsay shares a space with you and can clean out the clutter and just the mess.
Again, like that woman, 617 text from a woman who says men in general are just dirtier than women. Women are cleaner, like when it comes to how they live. Like, it's not in
any
way.
I think that's true.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Greg, you cannot say that that's not true when you're the guy who has moldy cream cheese in his fridge and his closet was a disaster until.
The closet looks spectacular, by
thanks
the way,
to Lindsay.
Yeah.
But like the magazines, everything, like you don't need a million of everything. This is Santo and I had to have this conversation when we moved in together. He wanted to bring all of these like old plates and all these weird cups.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't need
they
9 million plastic cups.
They have sentimental value.
No, they don't.
The biggest mistake we ever made was allowing women to vote. I mean, look at all this entitled behavior.
They have guys.
No.
We're obviously more sensitive and have these things have sentimental value.
Santo like, wanted to bring a bucket of like washcloths, like to dishcloths that were like old rags. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, we'll buy two. And we just have these two. You throw it in the wash. You wash it. You have the other one. You go back and forth. You don't need a million of everything just to fill space. You are going to walk into your apartment. Lindsay's going to have it smelling nice. It's going to be organized. She's going to have everything will have a place.
But no, but then now I'm taking abuse. Like in the Twitch chat, somebody said, go and look at there's the basket of doggy toys.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And somebody said, Greg, go look in there and find your self-esteem. Like,
find you an area that you have.
Right. I would just say, just give in. What's the point of fighting it? Like, women are much better. They're much more organized. They're much cleaner.
Right, but he and should still have something.
You should have a TV. That's it.
No. He should have his
That's
one area.
It? You're going to give away that much?
Oh, my God. Just give me the TV and a couch. Boom.
Greg, you should have one area that you say, okay, you want to do the bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen, whatever, but I'm going to do my TV area, my gaming console area, whatever it is that you want, you get to have that. And you get to do it the way you'd like to do it.
Pray for Lindsay, because Wiggy is sending Greg these, like, man cave,
yes,
bachelor pad,
they're not
fire
bachelor
tables,
pads, yes,
for underneath the TV, you know, that change big, colors.
I didn't know Wiggy was a big faux fireplace guy.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Amazing.
Greg, you know, because Courtney is such a hypocrite.
Okay.
She goes, I said to you, where is your TV? She goes, above the fireplace.
That's built into the wall.
That's built into the wall. I said, guess what, Courtney? Not everybody lives in an apartment that has a fireplace built in.
True.
So if you still want that beautiful ambiance of sitting in front of the fireplace.
But what you're saying is not a beautiful ambiance.
Yes,
it literally
is.
Looks like you're at a sex pad.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
it's
I mean,
blue fire. Blue fire.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You could
blue
change
steel.
You
could
change the color. Women, there's a reason why it's called a man cave.
Right.
Because men set up the TV area.
Well, I mean, get a sex doll.
This is a 978 text. Women want to throw out all of your stuff because their main objective in life is to remove joy from your life.
That is just not true.
So you, upon moving in with Santo,
yep,
threw away all the things that had sentimental value.
No,
to
we
him
have
or
a lot.
Made him do that.
It's
we
a way of erasing everything prior to your arrival in his life.
What does he have?
He has a lot of sentimental value things that,
so like
knick-knack things that are on his nightstand or. You know,
like
in
Harry
his
Potter
office.
Figurines.
So he has a nightstand.
Yeah, and he has that office.
Who set up? Does he get the? Did
he set up his office?
Did he set up his television room?
The living room? No.
No,
because that's where we spend 99% of our time. So, it's a joint effort.
Oh,
okay.
No.
But do you let him keep things in there? Like if he had NFL picture books, would you let him keep them, or do those have to go away and be replaced by flowers and candles that cost $42? Mm. At Anthropology.
We have a few. Like, he has a Marvel coffee table book that's out.
Okay.
I bought it for him.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So, was it like a Marvel encyclopedia?
And Lindsay is very worried about you. She's texting me. We literally just cleared out all the junk, throwing away things like his LimeWire streaming device.
I didn't have a LimeWire.
I took you for a Napster guy.
I didn't have a LimeWire streaming device.
I'm crying. Oh,
why did you just get rid of my iPod Shuffle?
I was a big fan of that Zune.
There's things like, I have a lot of hoodies.
All right.
Each one of them has some sort of sentimental value.
No, each one of them has a stain.
No, but there's things that are foundation related, that are of places that I've gone. I don't want to throw those things away.
No,
why
put them in your closet.
Yeah.
Huh?
Put them in your closet.
That's how they make storage bins.
You need storage. That's what you need.
I'm not going to put them in storage. I might want to wear them.
You might want to wear them.
That's how you put them in a bin.
One day, and then you go get them out of storage. I don't know. And I'm not a minimalist at all, and I'm over consuming all the time when it comes to buying things. But I just did a big clean out, and I went through all of my sweatshirts, which was a big one, my closet. And once you really pare down, like, you need to look at something and say, have I not worn this in the last year? If you haven't worn it in the last year, you need to donate it. Or if it's real in really bad shape, you got to throw it out. Or if you want to keep it for future, then you got to put it in storage. And then you get to look at what you actually have and see the spots where you maybe need to add or where you don't need to buy. Like, I don't need to buy another pair of jeans for the rest of my life. I have 9 million pairs of jeans, but I don't even know because there's too much stuff in your closet.
But you see that point? Here's what you do. All right, you want to throw away my sweatshirt? I don't like those jeans. You get rid of those. So for
true. That would never be accepted.
It's okay for you.
She just said she had 9 million pairs of jeans.
It's okay for you to have 100 pairs of shoes.
Oh, great point, Wiggy. Great point. It would never be tolerated that Santo walked into your closet and threw out a pair of your jeans.
Right. I don't like those jeans.
Right.
He has never done that, and I've never thrown out any of his stuff. But we've had conversations
of him scaling down.
Right.
And we had one about me, and I did.
Oh, doesn't sound like you just said you had 9 million pairs of jeans.
But I scaled down. I donated a bunch.
So now you're down to 6 million. Greg, that's what I would do. You don't like my sweatshirt? You don't like this one? Oh. Guess what? You don't really wear those shoes as much as that. Let's get rid of those.
Oh, J. Charles Wiggins, great point.
Yeah.
Hey, really. Put it in a bag. I'll throw it on the back of my truck. There's a place in East Boston right on the corner. Drop it off. They'll come get it.
It needs to be a compromise, but it's not a compromise. Mm-mm. It's like I don't want to generalize, but you feel like you know better when it comes to ambiance and decorating and things like that,
yeah.
And that we, as men, are primitive buffoons.
Right. Like, part of the charm of dating a guy for a girl is that they can change them to make them more representable. Like, improve how they live, what they wear.
How they dress.
I'm telling you what. I have my boy Handy Mace come by, put you up a nice floating TV stand underneath that TV.
I don't think I want a full fireplace.
Oh, like, man, you don't have to do a fireplace.
They
can be one without it, but a nice floating TV.
Do you and Mrs. Wiggins, like, sit down and then turn the fire on? Is that what you
Yeah.
Ooh, Greg, what about a new lava lamp?
That's what the fire looked like that he sent. And then he also said put some lights behind the TV and have them change colors.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, there are some lights that when the actual
you should do it like when the Sox hit a home run, it goes disco.
No, but there are some ways you could set it up so the lights actually change with the picture of the television when it changes. That's why I said the world of the TVs and the TV stands and the gaming consoles. Let's keep the majority of it to men. There's a few women that know it. For the most part, Greg, let me help you out on that part. Yeah. And then she can have the rest of the house.
Yeah. I just think you're going to have to make room for her. She'll go through. You can go through your closet together. And if you're like, do you like this? And she says no, what are you going to do? Throw it out.
No, but that's the thing is men make do with what they have. And they make do fine. And they don't go out and spend $1 billion on shoes. And
I do.
And it would never dawn on Greg.
On shoes?
Ah, God, Greg, I love sneakers.
How many pairs of sneakers do you have?
I think 17.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Greg, would it ever dawn on you, Wiggy, Shime, myself, to walk into a closet and tell a woman you need to throw X out?
Never.
That would be the start of the biggest fight of all time.
Oh, right.
Well, if it has a hole in the butt on the jeans, because men wear stuff into the ground, and all of a sudden there's holes in the crotch, and they're still wearing them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes a woman needs to say it's time to throw
those frugal.
Out. Okay.
We can make do. It doesn't matter.
But do. That's why I said do what they do to you. Yeah. Go into her closet and say, or if you're sharing a closet, say, all right, it's time for this, and that to go. Make some room.
Yeah.
Get rid of those shoes. You never wear them.
I didn't know Santo had crotchless pants. That sounds wild.
We've had a few times where I've said, there's a hole in that. Throw it out.
This is Sean from Rhode Island. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
What's up?
Listen, I'm telling you, Greg, I have to say, I let my wife take over when we got together, and it's never been better. I don't have to think. I don't have to worry. Everything's done the way it should be. Let it be, I'm telling you. I know I'm giving in, but it's better off.
You sound
Makes
like
you, like it.
You sound like a simp. Like a demasculated robot. So you just come home and go, yes, I will do it. I will do whatever you say. No problem, honey.
And you know what? Whatever I need, I got. It is great. I'm telling you, give in. It's much better.
Yeah. Sean
easier.
Is so right.
Oh, he is right, because you're never going to win an argument.
Well, happy wife, happy life. My mom always says, like, my dad, I guess, dressed terribly before she came into his life. And my mom picks out his outfits every day.
But that is another awful trait of women. Yeah. Like, they get together just to S on the guys they're with. Guys get together and just talk about whatever. They don't sit there and bitch about their date.
How old is your father?
My dad is turning 70 next summer.
And she picks out his outfit that he wears every day?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he always looks 10 out of 10.
I mean, damn.
Perfectly coordinated.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a wedding this upcoming weekend, and Santa was like, what are you wearing and what should I wear? So I will be picking out what he's wearing this weekend to both events.
Damn. I mean, I at least have I'm able to dress myself. I have an area where, you know, she says, all right, you can do the TV and, you know, that can be your area, how you want to do it.
You're allowed to pick your own outfit that you want to wear.
The spare bedroom, I put Patriots stuff
extreme.
Up.
What? It's a little extreme. Is your mom dressing your dad every day?
I mean, she doesn't physically have to put it on him. My dad is very capable.
Does she lay it out?
She will. She'll say, "Why don't you wear this?" and lay it out.
What if he protests?
And I don't think he does. My dad loves my mom and thinks that
he goes,
she has.
Yes, honey. Yeah. Yes, honey.
It makes me sick.
They've been together for a very, very long time.
She lays out his clothes. She eyeing them too.
Yeah.
Costos texts David Field and asks what he should wear to work.
Shocking. Yeah, my mom does the laundry. Wow. She packs a suitcase.
Yeah. I guess.
He got her in Chisneck. That's what that sounds like to me. It don't seem like he's doing what that sounds like. More men need to aspire. It's
also, like Top Gun photo, Santo better see the light. This will be Coco in 10 years. I don't know. My dad seems pretty happy.
Well, that's because your dad got your mom's in check.
He's a beaten man.
He is not.
That's why he seems happy.
My mom had a full-time job my whole entire life, still managed to do the laundry, cook his dinner, and pack his suitcase.
Hey, listen, props to your pops.
When she packed his suitcase
for it. It's because then she knows whatever he packed, she's going to like.
Hey, listen, I got to give props to your dad because he got your mama in check.
Oh, they have a very happy
suit.
Happy
better be
marriage.
Laid out. I need my lunch. I need my slippers as soon as I get home.
That is like an. It's sad. It's like he's a defeated man.
It's really not. He seems very happy.
This is Dave from Nashua. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Greg, I was in a similar situation as you. I moved in with my girl a few years back, and finally we bought a house together, but she just dominates the closet. I built a closet for her, and that's not even enough.
Yeah.
So I have these storage bins with my stuff that goes underneath the bed, you know, my extra sweatshirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I said, I feel your pain, believe me.
I mean, I got pictures.
You're not alone.
I have pictures that mean a lot to me. Those are now in a drawer. Like, we don't need 100 pictures out on the thing.
Right. You need a trendle for underneath your bed. So
a what?
One of those trendle storage areas.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those.
A trundle?
Yes, trundle.
Trundle, yes, whatever. Trundle. One of those storage areas.
I thought you were saying something else.
They have a lot of these furniture set up. Shime, you could put your sneakers in there. They look like furniture.
Oh, no, I don't need to. I have the spare bedroom. I have a bunch of those clear, stackable shoe boxes.
Yep, that's a good thing.
It's right next to the gag.
Right, the ball gag.
Right next to my computer desk.
Shime's is the ball gag.
The room of pain.
That's the basement.
Oh, jeez.
Can you get the trundle bed closed? I can't close the trundle. With my arms, when you have me handcuffed, I can't make the bed.
Not dark enough upstairs.
Right. All right. Anyway, we'll be right back. Gerard Mayo on a Patriots Monday in about a half an hour after he meets with his team. And so we were maybe reading into that a little bit earlier, but it could just be we're different schedule, Thursday night game, different schedule, and so there's a meeting today. So.
Well, if you play on Thursday, Wiggy, do you still have Monday off?
I wouldn't think so because you'd probably give them Friday off, right?
Yeah. And they had the whole weekend. Like guys were going. I saw David Andrews at the Chatham Bars Inn, for instance.
Yeah.
All right.
So, guys.
So, you're probably back on Monday, and we're treating the whole week as a regular week. So, I gave you the weekend off. Come in Monday. We'll do a little something on Tuesday, and then we're back into our regular install Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then on the road on Saturday.
But come in on Monday just for a meeting, or?
No, Monday would probably be practice because he's treating it like a bye week, right? So if he's giving the guys the whole weekend off, then basically Monday when you get back in, now we're going to start preparing for San Francisco. So Monday's going to be like a practice.
Yeah, but that's an extra day of practice, really, than a normal week.
But
you treat it like a bye week.
But you don't read into the fact that he's meeting with them today to be about Drake May being your starter.
Today's Monday. No, I wouldn't read into that because I could read into, all right, we're all back today. Everybody's been on, you know, for the short little weekend. It could be just like, all right, we're all back. Here's the plan for the week, that kind of thing. So I don't necessarily buy into that because I didn't know he gave them the weekend off, the whole weekend. So
it is interesting to me that he's doing it prior to the interview. I mean, he could easily do this at 10. Like, I don't know.
Well, you would think he would have done it already. Because I'm going to bet you they probably had meetings at like 7:30 or 8 in the morning, regular, like, all right, we're coming back and we'll have We're coming back. We have special teams meeting at 7, team meeting at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the team meeting, you do what you got to do, and then you go to O&D, and then so, I mean, because he's giving them the weekend. That's how a bye week is normally treated.
Yeah, I get it. It's the NFL, and you don't worry about somebody's mental condition or whatever, but, like, this is a loss on Sunday. Do you really want to put Drake May through that when it comes to the first game that he's going to start in the NFL?
He's going to lose games no matter who he starts against, Greg. Right. It's going to happen one way or another.
What about going into a game where anything would be viewed as a positive, where nothing is expected?
That's a perfect situation.
Chris. Kind of like how Zappe looked against the Packers when he went in after Hoyer got concussed.
So better place for him to start than maybe home against Miami.
I think in general, you're never going to control the variables in this sport. So the amount of time and energy, I was listening Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How many people say, the quarterback's not the problem? Right. We need to see if there is a solution. And the quarterback, look across the NFL, is the solution. Are the Chiefs the best roster in football?
No.
Are they close to the best roster in football?
Yeah.
Are you including the refs?
No, I don't think. I think if you remove Mahomes, they're a 4-win team.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Offensively, they don't have. I mean, they don't
stink.
They don't have like top receivers. Travis Kelce, we already talked about. It looks like he's washed.
He's 100. Right. So my point is that if you were watching the Chiefs without Mahomes, you'd say, "Wow, this team is so far away."
Right.
And I'm not saying that Drake May is Mahomes. All I'm saying is, no position in all of sports does more to lift the chances of an organization than a good quarterback does right now in the NFL.
And that's at every level. The same way can be said about college football, it's about the quarterback. But I do, Greg, I will say there is a benefit until waiting next week because you're at home. It's always more difficult to play on the road, and the environment is going to be loud. It's going to be hostile. So for him to make his – I would still start him, but I could see if they're going, well –
Let's wait because
at least we control the environment in the sense of when we have the ball on offense, it won't be so loud. We don't need a silent count. Like all these things that Drake May might be new to, we won't have to worry about that when we're at home.
All right. Well, it is a Patriots Monday, and that means that Gerard Mayo, who is about to get his meeting started, will join us in a half an hour at 9:30. And QB1. We can assume it's Jacoby Brissett will be on this afternoon, but who knows? So, Patriots Monday all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.